on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
This horrific incident in Mallorca dominating the majority of the front pages in Ireland this morning, beginning with the Irish Sun, which has a photograph of Clodagh Phelan on the front page. The headline, Clodagh 11 dies in balcony plunge. The front of the Irish Daily Mirror, girl 11 dies in balcony fall horror. Clodagh plunges 65 feet. And obviously, that incident in Mallorca occurred just hours before her family were due to fly home to Ireland. Just an horrific, horrific incident. The Irish Daily Star also has it on the front page. Girl falls to death on holidays, and they've a photograph of the apartment block. An 11-year-old Irish girl died in a horror 6 a.m. balcony fall on the last day of her holiday with her family in Mallorca. Clodagh Phelan has been described as a beautiful, spirited child following her death on the Spanish holiday island yesterday. Just an absolute horror incident in Spain, and a lot of the papers covering that this morning and naming Clodagh as well. Taoiseach Simon Harris, who is from Wicklow, Clodagh's from Wicklow, leading tributes to Clodagh last night. He said, so much promise and personality snatched away in a terrible accident. So you can read more about that in the papers. The Irish Times on the front page in happier news has photographs of Clare fans welcoming their heroes home as they return with the Liam McCarthy Cup. Supporters greeting the newly crowned All-Ireland hurling champions Clare when they arrived in Shannon during their homecoming last night. They did a bit of a tour of County Clare with the Liam McCarthy Cup. The main story in the front of the Irish Times is that Sinn Féin is pledging to establish a new immigration system that would require an audit of local services to be completed before any accommodation centre for asylum seekers is located in a community. The Irish Times describes it as a policy shift for Sinn Féin on their new migration system. The idea being, we've heard in places like Coolock, a lack of services, which is kind of, I mean, they have signs up talking about racists and paedophiles and all that stuff, and Ireland says no, but then others say, oh, it's a lack of services in the area. So what Sinn Féin is saying is, before you move asylum seekers into an area, you have an audit of health, housing, transport and education carried out before an accommodation centre for asylum seekers is located in a community. There's a new international protection policy going to be unveiled by Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald today. She seeks a reset on a politically difficult issue that has alienated the party away from some of its traditional support base. Sinn Féin's also going to recommend a two-tier system where Ukrainians would enjoy better conditions than asylum seekers from other countries, that should end. So they're recommending that two-tier system should end. It's going to be called a fair system that works, and it'll be unveiled in Dublin today. The Irish Independent, farmers are being squeezed out as wealthy buyers seek to snap up parcels of land, pushing up prices across the country. I was mentioning there, I'm from Kildare. Good luck to any young person who's interested in farming, trying to get a bit of a land in Kildare, because it's just been snapped up by property developers the whole time. And the Farming Independent Land Price Review for the first half of this year found that the price of land sold under the hammer averaged at €18,890 an acre. That's a 17% jump from the same period last year. So farmers being squeezed out of land deals by rich investors is the headline on the Indo. Irish Daily Mail looks back at last night's documentary on Eamon Casey. The headline, My Horror at Casey's Stately Funeral in Cathedral. This was the big show that the Catholic Church put on for Bishop Eamon Casey's funeral in Galway Cathedral. And the horror of learning that Eamon Casey was being buried in Galway Cathedral ultimately saved the life of survivor Patricia Donovan, driving her to expose the serial abuser. Mrs. Donovan, a niece of Casey, spoke for the first time on camera of the vile sexual abuse she experienced at his hands, including claims he first raped her aged 5 and that the abuse continued for years afterwards. There'll be more on the Pat Kenny Show here on News Talk this morning after the airing of that documentary on RT1 last night, a big investigation where it's really uncovered that Eamon Casey was a serious sexual predator. And amazing to see some of the archive footage and sort of being described as this incredible man, and talk of him on the Late Late Show. What a wonderful, charismatic bishop he was when you hear of this that was going on in the background. Anyway, the Irish Independent on the front page, or sorry, inside the paper, loophole allowing learner drivers to stay on the roads without ever taking a test to be closed. This, of course, was the mad situation where, until now, a learner driver only had to book a driving test in order to apply for a renewed permit. Some drivers, of course, were using this to just renew their permits without ever sitting the driving test. Well, now new laws are going to stop motorists from repeatedly applying for learner permits without sitting a driving test. It's one of those bizarre loopholes we had, like where you can go to your driving test, fail it, and then drive out of the test centre. Staying with the Irish Independent, they have been looking at Kamala Harris, and attempts to trace her Irish ancestry have so far not managed to turn up as many direct links back to Ireland as they have with Joe Biden or Barack Obama. Of course, this feeds into the insecurity we have as a country, where anytime anyone is famous around the world, we have to immediately find out, have they any Irish links? Because we're so insecure that we need validation. Other countries, of course, don't do this, but in Ireland, we are obsessed with it. And apparently, we're trying to find a link between Kamala Harris and Ireland. There's an interest in her family history. Previous links have been made to Ireland, but apparently they are tenuous. Apparently, a paternal ancestor was a man called Hamilton Brown, who came from Antrim. So that's about all they can find at the moment. So this vice president isn't linked to Ireland in the same way that Joe Biden or Barack Obama was. I'm sure we'll get over that. Inside the Telegraph, thousands of protesters have filled the streets of the Majorcan capital to demonstrate again against mass tourism. And it's amazing, on Instagram, all I'm seeing is Irish people in Majorca, and then you hear about all these protests. I'm not sure what a comfortable experience it is at the moment. One banner written in English read, "Take back your drunks, give back our homes." They seem to be particularly angry at British and German visitors to Majorca. Another sign at a recent protest said, "The only thing coming home is you," with a picture of one of the England players. And apparently there was a protest on Sunday where 20,000 people took part, and really they want to get rid of over-tourism. And to be able to afford property, I think, is another thing as well. And they just feel that Majorca is totally overrun with tourists. But still, they go to Palma. And final story comes from The Sun. The first blind Barbie has been unveiled, complete with a white and red cane, sunglasses and tactile clothing. Wonderful representation for children with sight loss. Makers Mattel were advised by the Royal National Institute of Blind People to ensure that the doll's design was authentic. And the charity says her up and out facing eyes reflect the sometimes distinct eye gaze of a blind individual. The cane has an identifiable marshmallow tip. And broadcaster Lucy Edwards gave her approval for the doll, on whose packaging Barbie is written in Braille. Lovely story there from the Irish Sun. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.